1, 2, 3, take 5.
Welcome to Take 5 with Dr. Don Sweeting, President of Reformed Theological Seminary in Orlando. This program is for those willing to take 5 minutes out of their day to develop a deeper mind for truth and a more passionate heart for God. Here's Don.
Have you ever heard of the Elmina Castle? It's a hideous place on the west coast of Africa. It was the largest and earliest slave castle ever built. It's where slaves were held before being led to ships bound for the New World. A few years back, I was invited to preach at an outdoor mission in the town square of the city of Elmina, and towering above us were the castle's walls. So what does one preach on in a setting like that? It was immediately obvious to me. I would preach on the gospel according to Exodus. Why Exodus? Because Exodus is a book about the reality of oppression and the grace of God the Redeemer. It contains one of the greatest freedom stories ever written, and its story took place on African soil. Exodus is the second book of the Old Testament. The word Exodus means exit or departure. The first half of the book of Exodus is about Israel's escape from Egypt. The second half is about the journey to the Promised Land and God's giving of the law at Mount Sinai. Exodus opens with the Jews still living in Egypt, but a new Pharaoh has come to power who has no memory of Joseph. He sees the Israelites as a source of cheap labor and wants to take advantage of them. So Pharaoh decided to make their life very hard. He put slave masters over them and literally worked them to death. What is more, he set out to stop them from having babies. Every newborn Jewish baby boy had to be put to death. Exodus begins with God remembering his covenant promises to Israel and raising up a new deliverer named Moses. In the early chapters of Exodus, we read about Moses, his birth, his adoption into Pharaoh's family, his flight to Midian, and his encounter with God at a burning bush. It was there that God called him to go before Pharaoh and demand that Israel be set free so that they could worship the Lord. So where's the good news, you ask? Well, you see it in three ways in Exodus. First, God sent a series of plagues, which gradually opened Pharaoh's hand. It was the 10th plague that finally did it. In judgment, God sent a destroying angel to every home to kill the firstborn of every family. But he also provided a means of escape. Only by killing a lamb and applying its blood to the doorposts of the house would a family escape that judgment. They had to come under the blood. If the angel saw the blood, he would pass over. It's no surprise that the New Testament picks up on this and describes Jesus as the ultimate Passover lamb. A second bit of good news in Exodus comes when God delivers his people at the Red Sea. After Pharaoh let the Israelites go, some 2 million Jews departed from Egypt. God led them by a pillar of cloud and fire. But when Pharaoh changed his mind and decided to send his army to bring them back, God opened up the Red Sea so that Israel could cross over. When Pharaoh's army caught up to them, God brought the waters of the Red Sea down on the Egyptians, and the entire army was drowned. Once again, Israel had been delivered. What is more, God was present with his people as they journeyed forward towards the Promised Land. He guided them through the wilderness and gave them his law at Mount Sinai, calling them to be a holy nation. The good news of Exodus is that God hears the cries of his people. He is near to those who call upon him. He is still ready to save and guide. Of course, in the sweep of redemptive history, Exodus ultimately points to Jesus, who is a better deliverer than Moses, who saves us from the ultimate slavery of sin. Jesus provides a new exodus to those who are trapped today through his saving death and resurrection. But you don't have to travel to Elmina Castle to know the power and relevance of this story. You have the book of Exodus. So read it to your family. Become familiar with this story. And as you do, celebrate God's great acts of redemption.
Thanks for taking 5 minutes today to develop your mind for truth and heart for God with Dr. Don Sweeting, President of RTS Orlando.